break. And today, because we didn't do this year last week, so I'd like to say half on Parshas VeYishlach, so we don't lose the Parsha. It's so beautiful, and half on this week's Parshas VeYeshev. So let's begin with the story of Yaakov Avinu being accosted by a malach when he comes back for his pachin katan. If you take a look in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chofei, so we find that Yivaser Yaakov Levado, Yaakov stays by himself, Yivavik Ish Imoy Adalos HaShachar. And an angel comes and struggles with him till the morning. Vayarki lo yachaloi, and he sees he can't do anything with him, meaning the malach sees he can't do anything with Yaakov. Vayiga bekaf yirechai, bateka kaf yarech Yaakov be'av kimo. And he touches his thigh, and he makes him lame. Vayarmer, and he says, Shalchuni, send me away, ki ola ashachar, vayarmer lo ashaleh, ki birchatani, give me a bracha. Vayarmer lo mashimch, what's your name? Vayarmer Yaakov, vayarmer lo Yaakov, Yomer Oid Shimcha, no longer will your name be Yaakov, Kim Yisrael, Kisarisim Lokim, Vim Anosha Vatucha, because you struggled, or Imlahim, with God and with people, with Malachim, and you were successful. So Yaakov Avinu had this whole struggle with the Malach of, and we know who this Malach is, Chazal tell us it's the Sarashal Esav. So this wasn't just an interesting incident that the Torah is recounting for us, but this was the existential struggle between Yaakov and between the Sarah Shalazer, which represents Esav. And Yaakov came out victorious, but of course we know that he got a little bit damaged. So it's very interesting. The Chafetz Chaim asked the question. It says, V'nishel es ha-shela, madu nilchomis ha-sitra achar b'avrom avinu. Ask the Chafetz Chaim. Why did this incident happen if the Sarah Shalesov is trying to stop Klal Yisrael in its tracks, so to speak? So why did he start with Avram? Why did he wait until Yaakov to do it? Right? Usually there's an expression in English, you want to nip it in the bud. You want to start right away. As soon as you can, you'll do it. So why did he wait all the way until Yaakov? Why not with Avram? And the second thing, Avram Avinu, remember, Avram Avinu broke all the idols. So for Karen, Avram Avinu broke the idols. So he's really somebody that the Sarah Shalesh should want to start up with. Who was the second of the Avos? Is Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the one who went to the Akedah. Yitzchak went to the Beres Shal Aviv. He dug the wells again of his father, meaning that he also struggled against the Avodah Zarah. So you have here two champions, Avram and Yitzchak. Why, asked the Chafetz Chaim, did he wait until Yaakov? So he gives the answer and he says like this. Gives a mush. It says by Bilam HaRasha, he says that, said the Chazal tell us, Bilam HaRasha went, and everybody, all the Ayvei Chacham got together, Amrulai, and they said to Bilam, Taimer Shani Yechol Mizdavik L'Umazu, give us advice how we can beat this nation. You, Bilam, you're the, not just a sorcerer, but obviously he was a very smart man. Tell us how we're going to win over Klal Yisrael. So listen to what Abilam said. Very interesting how Bilam told him the answer. And this echoes, the Megillah echoes Haman. L'chu go v'chizral bati knisios. V'bati midrash, go to the shuls and go to the yeshivas. Shalem v'matzasim sham. And if you find their tinoikas mitzafsim b'kailam, you find children that are mitzafsim, that are, you know, the way he's putting them down, that are tweeting with their mouths, but it means, of course, that they're learning Torah. Eidam yichayim lizdaviglam, you're not going to be able to beat them. Shekachet tichem aviyam v'omrlehem, because that's what their fathers told them. Hakol kol Yaakov, they said the voice of Yaakov, bezman, shakol shel Yaakov, when there the kol of Yaakov is found in the batik and sees the batik midrashas, ein ha-yadayim yidei Esav, the hands are not the hands of Esav. V'im lav, and if not ha-yadayim yidei Esav. So he says the Iker of the Klal Yisrael is represented by Yaakov Avinu, and that's Torah. Titin emes to Yaakov, give emes to Yaakov, says the Pasuk in Micha, ein emes ala Torah, and emes is Torah. Yaakov Avinu was the Yosheva Aholim, he's the quintessential person sitting and learning. And therefore, he was the most dangerous to the Yetzirah. Avram Avinu was Chesed. Let him do chesed. I don't have a problem with that. Yitzchak Avinu is Yira. Yira is also okay with me. Torah, I got to stop. That's what he said. Torah I can't handle. What was the pshat? Why Tak is Torah different? So I was thinking that the inyan is that Torah is really something that's unique to Klal Yisrael. The Chazal tell us, if somebody tells you there's chachma by Goyim, there's wisdom amongst the Goyim, tam, believe it. Right? After all, we left the other 4/5 of the Nobel Prizes to the Ummah Soil. We only took 1/5, even though we're 0.2% of the population. But nevertheless, chachma is by Goyim. Chesed can be by Goyim. Yirah can be by Goyim. All these things. Torah is quintessentially Jewish. And therefore, the Yetzer Hara understands that if he wants to wipe out Klal Yisrael, he has to wipe out the Torah. And if you take a look historically, the thing that has kept Klal Yisrael surviving throughout the Darmus is the Torah. There's much chesed that's been done over the years. There's much good things that have happened in Klal Yisrael. A lot of stock was given. But if you look historically, I bet you would be hard-pressed to name me 5 people who are Bali Chesed or Bali Tzedakah in the last century that are famous forever. If you look back, maybe find a Rothschild, Montefiore. It's hard, a few. But if you take a look at those who gave the transmission of Torah, Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, you know, it's endless, the amount of people, because really our Mesorah and what keeps us unique and what keeps us really whole and what keeps surviving throughout the generations is the Torah. And that's why it's so special. That's why Havzakas HaTorah is so important. And that's why it says that he, what did he do? He touched the thigh of Yaakov. So he says, it says Rashi, the Tomchen Doraisa, the one who support Torah. That's me, the ones who keep the Torah up, the base of the Torah. And that's what he wanted damaged, because he realized if he could damage Torah, the rest of it would not live, would not survive. The organism would not survive, but the other things he was willing to let go. And he tells an old story that we've heard, and I've heard the story, and I always had problems with the story. To me, it was always a problematic story, but he tells it now in a way that it becomes much more understandable, the story, and it has a great ending, which I never heard. So let's get to the story. It's a famous story. It's a story happened with a bacher learning in the Slobodka Yeshiva. And he came to the altar of Slobodka, and he said, I got a letter from my father that I should come home because the store, he needs help in the store. He needs to have help. It's getting harder for him. And he wants to have help, and I should go home. And the Slobodka, and the altar, the Slobodka, and the Mashkiach, he understood that this bacher had greatness in him in Torah, and he'd be a leader in Klal Yisrael. And he says, don't go home. Sit and learn. I'll take care of it for you. I don't know what he means. I'll be metapa with him. Maybe he meant he'll explain to the father, or maybe it meant that he'll help arrange to find somebody to work in the store. I don't know what it means. But in any case, he says, you sit and learn. Okay. He says, now's the time when you're going to become great in Torah. We always tell our kids, when I speak to Bachram, I always tell them, you know, you don't realize it, but one day you're going to get older. You think you're going to be 16 and 17 forever. That's the way life is. You always assume that whatever age you're at, that's where you stay. I said, trust me. When you get older, you're not going to have the time to learn that you have now. It's just never going to happen again. This is a time in your life that is so perfect. I remember I spoke for in the yeshiva, by my brother's yeshiva, I spoke for the Bachram. It was during the Arche Kal of the Aguda. And I said, here, you have all these very successful people. They're doctors and lawyers and accountants and stockbrokers and chveis, all doing all sorts of good things, and all they want to do is come to Eretz Yisrael, so they should sit and learn for a week, and they want to become yeshiva bacher again. So I said, you are yeshiva bacher. Don't lose it. Don't waste that time. Now's the time to chaperayim. You can do it. So he says this. He told him this is the time of Aliyah. Don't go home. Time went on, and they get another letter. And the father passed away, and the mother said, it's very hard, I'm running the business single-handedly. So again, the Mashgiach said, look, I'll take care of it, I'll make sure that she has somebody, I guess is what he meant, and I'll arrange it. You've got to sit and learn your greatness. Time goes on, to get another letter from the mother. And the letter says there was a fire in the town, the whole town burned down, our store burned down, our house burned down, we're mamish, we're penniless, we're homeless, you've got to come home. Said the altar of the Slobodka, ain't brera. There's no choice. Okay, you know this one. I can't fix this one. This is too hard for me. You got to go home. But listen to what he said. He says, but listen to this. Kedai hayu l'satan. It was kedai for the Satan lahavir ayar shleima to burn down a whole city with fire, could enact the bentar echad miyamudo to take one bentar from his learning. That's how Altus Malk looked at it. A whole city had to burn down just to get him back from his learning to share his learning. That's how important the Torah is to us. With Torah we survive. Without Torah we're lost. And that's why when Yaakov stayed behind and he was packed by the Sarah Shalais, and we asked the question, why did he attack Yaakov? Why didn't he attack Avram? Why didn't he attack Yitzchak? Why did he wait till Yaakov to have this fight? And the answer is because Chesed he could live with. Yir he could live with. But Torah he couldn't live with. That's something that he needed to attack. Okay, let's move on. Perek Lamed Vav. Pasuk Vav. Toward the end of the parasha. We're doing, as we said before, we're doing half. Since we missed last week, we're doing half a Yishlach and half a Yeshiv. Pasuk Vav. So it says, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Vav, page 104. It says, Vayigach Esav, Esnoshav, Esbonav, Esbenoisav, Skol Nafshav, Esbesav. And Esav takes his wives and his sons and his daughters and all the souls of his house, as Migneu, there's called Behemtai, there's called Kinyana Isharachash Be'eretz Kanan, Be'yelch Eretz Mibne Yaakov Achit. And he went in front of Yaakov, his brother. So Rashi explains, what is the words Mibne Yaakov Achit? He could have just said he left. Or could have said, what does it mean, Mibne? Mibne means because of Yaakov. Why did he leave because of Yaakov? He left because he went home. Why did the pasuk say he left because of Yaakov? Again, it says Bibnei Yaakov Aviv. He left Bibnei because of Yaakov, his brother. He should have left because he went home. He said goodbye to Yaakov. But what does it mean he left because of him? So Rashi explains Bibnei Shtar Chayiv Shal Gezeres Ki Ger Yezaracha Be'eretz Lo Lehem. There was a gezera that in the land that you should be a ger in the land that you won't own. Va'avadu vino sam, and you're going to be oppressed. So Yaakov was told, the brother, he was told, you know something, Avram was told, right? What did Avram Avinu hear from Hashem? Your children are going to go into Golis. They're going to go into Mitzrayim, and they're going to serve Mitzrayim. And what did Yosef say? Eilich li mikan, ein li chelik lo b'matana, shenitin lo yaretz hazayis, v'lo b'piroyin nashtar. Yosef said, I'm not interested. I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I don't want to have Golis Mitzrayim. And I won't have Matan Torah. I'm Michael Matan Torah. It's not worth it to me. I don't want to go through it. So who ended up in Golis? Because he went through the Shibud, Yaakov ended up in Golis, right? Lefum Tzara Agra. Because he had the Golis, so he would get the Geula. And Esav said, I want no part of it. Yisrael, there's an amazing medrash. Amazing medrash. Very different than the way we've learned in the past. The medrash says like this. If you take a look at Shmois, Perek Yud Ches, Pasukov Zayin, it says that V'yishalak Moshe Chayisna V'yileil Chalartzo. Moshe sent him away. He sent him away. So Pasha Pshat is, you know, he sent him off with presents, he sent him off with a big send-off, and it's a harmless thing. Medrash looks at it differently. Says the Medrash, amazing Medrash, Lev Yodei Maris Nafshei. It says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, in the Simcha, a person who's not involved in the Tsar that led to the Simcha doesn't get to be there. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael ha'yim mishabdim b'tit u'bleveinim b'mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael was mishubed with tit, with the mud and the mortar and the bricks in Mitzrayim. V'yisrael yoshev b'tayt beiso hashkei v'vetach. Yisrael sat at home. He said, oh, nice, comfortable, right? Aval liros b'simchas ha-tayra, im banai, he should have to see the Torah with my children and go through it. Lefika v'yishlach, v'yishalach ma'ish es-chaisnai. Therefore it says that he sent away Yisrael. So the reason Yisrael was sent away, according to before Matan Torah, why was Yisrael not allowed to be at Matan Torah? Because he didn't go through Shiva Mitzrayim. You know, it's interesting, you find this, I remember, I davened in, there's a yeshiva in Muncie where I live, Rabbi Eliezer Leaf, brother of Moshe Tuvia Leaf. He has a nice yeshiva there. And for 10 years we davened, and the yeshiva was downstairs in a basement. And I remember Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I davened there. It was so crowded, you have to move people out of the way to walk to your seat when you came in. it was air conditioning water would drip on your head during davening. It was your meisah nefesh. Afterwards, he moved into this gorgeous building, beautiful building. For the last year, 10 years, we've been living mamash in the Shangri-La. It's been the Gan Eden over there. So nice. But I always had this feeling like I deserve to be here because I went through 10 years of the other one. But the new people came in afterwards, a little not fair. They didn't go through all that. How come they get to go in? So this is the Indian over here. That Yisro, you didn't go through all the tsars, so what do you got to go through it? Asa didn't even want, he said up front, I'm not interested. But Yisro, he said, you can't stay. But Yishal is Maisha, it's a new pshat, new medrash. So, so how come the Levium got to? Levium didn't go through tsars. Levium didn't have heartaches. Levium were free, they weren't part of the Shibud. So, if they weren't part of the Shibud, why were they Zaycha to receive the Torah? They should have told Levim, sorry, you can't come to Mount Torah because you didn't suffer. If the whole Yisoid is that we've seen from these two Midrashim, one from Esav and one from Yisroi, that in order to become in Mount Torah, you have to suffer. What about Levi? So he says a pshat, and I'm going to say, I'd like to say a different pshat, but we'll say what he says first. It says like this. He says, Vayimoros chayim ba'avayda kosha, b'chayim levenim. They made their bitter with avoided kasha, with hard work, b'chaymer ublevein. B'cha avoided basada. So there's a medrash that says, interesting, you know what it was talking about when it applied to the Levium? So when it says, b'avoided kasha meant akasha. To ask akasha when they were sitting and learning. B'chaymer, that's kal b'chaymer. It's a type of the way that they learn, a thing called a kal b'chaymer. B'leveinim, believe in Allah, understand the Allah. Every avoid in the field, that's also, it's a brice, it's a way of learning. So we see that Levium, the entire time they were in Mitzrayim, they weren't just sitting and enjoying life. They weren't just sitting back in the hammock. They were harving. They were sitting also. They were making, it says, that in order to have the Torah, you should be that's a love. Person has to be mavis the Torah then. Can't be kind of tar unless you mavis yourself on it. So they were tired on it. So they were marachayim in the sense that they learned tar. And that tar was what was making on them. Therefore, they learned tar the whole time. And therefore, they had the schlussa tar to come to matan tar. That's how you'd like to learn. And I was thinking to me, Bemson, like, to me, this isn't a kasha. It's not a kasha. And I think that we who live in this particular tekufa, especially we live here in America, we can all understand what it means. The Rambam Hilchos Tainus, at the beginning of Hilchos Tainus, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, says like this. It says in the beginning of Hilchos Tainus that mitzvah same in a Torah lives like, it's a mitzvah same in a Torah to cry out whenever there's tzoras in Kol Yisrael. Says the Rambam, Amul Ivlo Yizayk. But if he doesn't cry out, it happens. It's just, you know, it's coincidental. It's not, nothing's behind it. He says, you're an achser. You're a cruel person. Because nobody does tshuva. He says, why is it all happening to us? Because we should do tshuva for it. So the Chavetz Chaim, when he heard about the 1905 earthquake in Japan, it was a tremendous earthquake, he said, the Rebbe Shalom's talking to us. But even more so, when something bad happens to something else, to another Yid, I believe we all suffer with it. We're not immune to it. Every time we hear Nebuch of the Tsar in Eretz Yisrael, it should no longer happen. Even when we hear something like it happened in California yesterday, we feel it's Tsar. We feel it's Tsar for people are suffering. A Yid, you're not a Yid. We feel it's sorry for the suffering of people. This person, Nebuchadnezzar, was killed. It's a terrible thing. And we don't sleep well at night. Not just because we're worried about ourselves, but because our humanity as a Yid makes us feel every Yid, every person's B'Tselem Lakim, and every person who's lost is talking something to cry for. So to me, the kasha is not a kasha. We say, did the Levium suffer? Yes, the Levium suffered terribly. If anything, may have suffered more because they probably had survivor's guilt. Because they said, you know, why is it they should have it? For Karen, it says the Moshe Rabbeinu came used to try and help them out. Even though he wasn't Mechuyev, he tried to help them out. And it was probably true of all the Levium. So to me, the question of why the Levium, if they didn't suffer, why were they Zayichah to the Gula? So I think the answer is because they did suffer. And every time a Yid was hit by a taskmaster, it caused them great pain as well. And if a baby was never put into a wall, it doesn't matter if there's their baby, not their baby, they suffered. So to me, the Levim suffered as much, and we understand it so much from our day, when Nebuch, we have suffered so much from all the things that go on against Yidden throughout the world. Okay, let's move on to Parshas Vayeshev, and let's take a look at Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Beis. And okay, 114, right, thank you, right at the top of the page. It says, Vayhi Hashem es Yosef. So that's just a little history. So Yosef gets put into the jail, into the pit, and Yosef hur Mitzrayim, Yekan of Potiphar, Sris Paro, Sarah Tabachim, Ish Mitzrayim, before that, when he was still in the house of the Sarah Tabachim, Potiphar, and he was in his house, so he became the whole head of the household. He was Ish Matzliach. So it says, Vayi Hashem is Yosef, in Pasuk Beis Hashem was Yosef, Vayi Ish Matzliach, and he was somebody who was Matzliach, Vayi Bebeis Adonav HaMitzri. And he was in the house of his master, the Mitzri. So the Kasha is a very obvious Kasha. Remember the Gemara we all know, Ein Vayi Aloshin Tsar. Vayi is a Loshin, the painful Loshin. It's not a happy Loshin, that's Vahoya is happy. Vayi is a Loshin Tsar. So why do we repeat this Loshin of Vayi three times in the Pasuk? Vayi Hashem is Yosef, one. Vayi Ish Matzliach, two. Vayi Bebeis Adonav HaMitzri, three. First of all, it's very unusual to use the word three times. I mean, one of the things we learned in the pen in writing is you try not to use words over, right? We know well, and we always try not to use the same word in a letter twice, you know. So here it's three times. You could say Vayi Hashem is Yosef, Vayi Ish Matzliach, Vayi Bebeis Adonav. I mean, there's different ways to say it. So why is it Vayi three times? So I think this is a very interesting. So listen to the story that he tells. So Galinsky tells the following story. He says a person came to him and told him, he says, I'm a Baal Tshuva. And I got to tell you an amazing story that happened to me. He says, I'm the chief of the department in a certain hospital, and I'm the head of whatever the department is. And when I became frum, so I used to drive, I lived a long distance from the hospital. I used to drive. You know, you drive somewhere 15 minutes, you walk, it's an hour, right? It's not so far. So he says, I started walking. He says, I want to tell you a nace. I want to tell you amazing things happen. I've been doing this for, he doesn't say how long, but let's say it must have been a long period of time. I never once got caught in the rain. Unbelievable. It'll rain when I leave my house, it'll stop. Like by the Sea of Mashas. It'll stop raining when I leave my house. I'll get to the hospital, start pouring. But when I'm walking, a nace never happens. Okay, so you think Galinsky would be jumping up and down, like, wow, whoo. So he waits a second, and he says, Rebbe, ani raya sharav lo kol kach mispoil. I see you're not so, you're not getting so excited. So he tells him, listen to what he says. He says, I'll tell you, I am mispoil. It's amazing what you're telling me. He says, but I would have been happier had you gotten caught in the rain and gotten wet. So the guy looks at him. Says, what are you talking about? You haven't gotten me. So then he thinks, so I know what you mean. You mean that I shouldn't be so selfish thinking about myself. The farmers need the rain. So that's why you probably said, you know, you hope I get caught in the rain, because it's not right. And he said, you know, you write to such a tefillah with the Kain Gadol. And Yom Kippur used to daven, Tashem, don't listen to the prayers of the Ivrei Drachim. Because they're going to say, oh, don't make it rain while I'm traveling. It's be miserable. And if you listen to them, the farmers need the rain. So they won't have the rain. So maybe I was being selfish. So he said, that's a good pshat. He says, but I'm not. That's not the pshat I'm looking for. I had a different thing in mind. Listen to this. And he says, and you know, saying, I used to see the stipler. I once saw the stipler, and it was a, you know, real, if you've ever been in Eretz Yisrael, you see the downpour is a downpour. And, you know, in the winter, it's really coming down. I saw the stipler man was dripping his whole hat, his whole clothes. He was totally soaked. So he says, you're not bigger than the stipler. So what's pshat? Why did you talk and get this nice? So talking this. So listen to what he says. Beautiful pshat. It says, "Vayhi Hashem is Yosef." Asked this a medrash. The medrash asked this question that we just asked. Why did it say "Vayhi Hashem is Yosef"? Vayhi Ish Matzliach. Vayhi Beveis Adonav HaMitzri. Why did it say three times the word "Vayhi"? Asked the medrash. Says the medrash a mashal. So it was once a man who had 12 donkeys, And he says, and they all carried barrels of wine. And one day, one of the donkeys broke away from the other 11, and he ran into a store that was owned by a non-Jew. And the owner went running after him, after this donkey, to get him out. So somebody saw it and said, wait a second, why'd you leave 11 to save one? So he says, because I'll tell you, the 11 were in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, nobody's going to touch the wine. Here is a friend, he went into this person's store, maybe he'll open up the barrel, and he'll taste the wine, and the wine, the whole barrel, will become Yain Nesach. So I didn't want to do it. So he says, therefore, I went after the one because the one needed my help, and the other 11 did not need my help. And that's, he says the Medrash, the same thing over here. He says, the brothers were doing fine. They were at home with Yaakov, their father. They were in a good matzav. They were in their beds at night. They were in a good matzav. Hashem says, I didn't need them so much. They didn't need me so much. Yosef, he needs me. He needs my help big time. Because Yosef's a Mitzrayan. He's, you know what we're going to see next, what he had to put up with, the type of nisyonis that he had, the terrible nisyonis that he had. I have to be there with him. So it's not a mile, it's a chasaran. It's actually, it's a chasaran that Hashem needs to be with you so much. And you're not able to do it on your own, or you're not in a comfortable place. So therefore we say, Vahi Hashem is Yosef. You know, we say Tfilas Aderech. When do we say Tfilas Aderech? I didn't say Tfilas Aderech, you know, while I'm sitting in the office. You say Tfilas Aderech when you're traveling. When you're traveling, you're in Makom Sakon. You need the Rebbeinu Shlom. So you got a day of tefillah. When you're sitting in your house, probably you'll be okay. You don't need to daven. So when are you asking Hashem's help? When you're in trouble. So Vayhi Hashem, it's Yosef. Because Yosef was in a bad place. Lashon Tzar, therefore Hashem had to be together with Yosef. Vayhi Ish Matzliach. Hashem had to make sure that he should be Ish Matzliach despite where he is. Vayhi Beveis Adayin Avam Mitzri. So it says, that's the Pshat. That's why it says, the more down we are, the more down we are, the more Hashem is there for us. And the more up we are, the more, if I see a friend and I ask, what's wrong with you? Or what's wrong? May I help you? And there's nothing wrong with you. I get angry. What do you mean there's nothing wrong with me? But if something's taka wrong, he says, oh, thank you for asking. I'm so grateful to you. But I only ask when I think that something's wrong. I don't go over to them every day and say, what's wrong? Because I'll get annoyed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us when things are not doing. So he says, he tells this young man who said, told the story, he says, that's why, that's what I meant. Hashem is doing a nes for you because you were new and you still needed that help to make sure that you stayed on the path of Torah. But now, Baruch Hashem, I'm hoping that you'll get rained on like the stipend gets rained on. Well, you don't need Hashem's intervention. You don't need Hashem to be with you every single minute. And he says a beautiful understanding of two psukim that we take have, that we take a look at where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with Klal Yisrael the first time and where he is with him the second time. And it's very interesting because usually you see this as Klal Yisrael going down and Be'emes it's Klal Yisrael going up. The pasuk tells us about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem ha'ilich lifneim yoyimim ba'amud onan lanchayisim aderech v'layil ba'amud eish lohayir lehem. In Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says, and Hashem went before them by day with a cloud, and he went at night in order to guide for them. And then later on in the Pasuk, a few prakim later, in Perek Chav Gimel, 10 prakim later, it says, he shaleach malach lefanecha l'shmarach baderech, I'm going to send you a malach. So we always take it to look at, oi, Hashem doesn't want us anymore. Before it was Hashem himself. Now it's a malach, right? So we look as a negative. Says the Vilna Gaon, it's just the opposite. He says, when a bird is little, so the mother bird feeds the baby bird worms from its mouth to the baby bird. Goes out and gets a thing and feeds the bird. When the bird gets to a certain age, the bird tries to get the mother to feed it. The mother won't feed it anymore. Right? And that's, we even have an expression for it. They push them out of the nest. What it means to put, we even use it now in our, you know, pushing out a nest means, okay, you're old enough, you know, shang genug, you don't need your parents. Now it's time for you to become independent. So it says, when they came out of Mitzrayim, it's beautiful, the Vilna Gaon, beautiful. When they came out, it says, Hashem ha'ilich lifneim, Hashem's going from Yomam Velayla, day and night, I'm taking care of you. later on, they're more mature, they can handle it. I'm going to send a malach. So you see that the thing that we say that maybe Hashem is upset, he's not there as much for us, might be just the opposite. It might be because Hashem's saying, you're now a big person, you're a big boy, you're a big girl, you can do it yourself, I have faith in you, go for it. And you can do it. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what he told this young man, that Farkir, I hope you get wet, because that'll show that you no longer need the Ashkach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a minute by minute basis. So it's a gorgeous pshat. Vayi Hashem is Yosef. Why is Vayihi Ein Losh and Sar? Because then Hashem need to be with him. Let's just say one last thing, and then we have the unbelievable Maisa and a little few psukim later in Pasuk Zayin of the Eishes Potiphar. He won't do it. And by the way, if you take a look on top of the word Vayimayan, there's a very unusual trop. It's called the Shalshelis. It's only a few times in the whole Torah, this Shalshelis. It's where the Balkar, if you've ever been there, the Balkar would say Vayimayan three times. He goes up and up to show that Vayimayan, he really did it. He really, the other one of the other ones we find in light when they tried to get him out of Sodom, he didn't want to leave. So it all says by Yomayin, he was no rush. By Yomayin, by Yomel, Eishes Adonav, Hein Adoni Lo Yada Iti Ma Babayis V'Chol Asher Yesh Lo Nosim B'Yadi, and then he got over Babayis Zamimeni V'Lo Chosak Mimeni Mu'uma. He gives her a ganz langer Torah, whole drush about how can I do this to my master, how can I do it to the Rebbeinu Shalom? And the Medrash continues, and the Medrash says two other things he said to her. He said, Ragal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lios Boicher Be'ahuvai Beis Abu Li'oila. You know, in my family, sometimes Hashem chooses one of us to be an oila, to be a carbon, like my father Yitzchak, my Zayda Yitzchak. Kederach should see Avram, just like he told Avram, Lahakiv is Yitzchak. Eshmalach, I should listen to you. Shemei Bachel Oila, maybe I'll be an oila, maybe I'll be the one shows it, I'll be puzzled. And then he told her a second thing. He said to her, he says, you know, Hashem always appears to our fathers at night. Kach nigal Avraham liyitzuk Yaakov b'chalom alayla. It's always at night. Shem yigal alayla kosh baruch hu. Him saying he told me he's going to find me doing this. How could I do that? Chas v'shal. So the question is, why didn't he tell her, this is the most chomer tekaver in the world. It's Gilei Rais, married woman. Why didn't he just tell her, this is osur gomer. Totally osur. I can't do it because Hashem said it's osur. Why is he giving me all these terutzim? I might become an oila. I might become a carbon. Why get straight to the point? Say this is us. This is no good. So why did he do that? So he brings from the Sefer Shari Avida for Ravina Yaina. He says like this: HaPesach HaRishonu. He gives different eitzes how to, you know, control yourself and how to fall into the Esahara. The first one is Sheyeda Isha Oved Erech Atzma. A person has to understand his greatness. V'yakir ma'loso u'maylos avoysav, and he has to understand his greatness and his parents' greatness. U'gudulosav v'chashivusav v'chibosav eitzav bayra, and how important they are to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so the Ribbono Shel Olam loves them. If you don't have that, if you don't have self-esteem, if you don't have that, I'm taka, person of stature, my parents, my grandparents, Avram from Avram Yitzhak V'yakov, there's a Gemara which talks about a certain lady talked to one of the Tanoim, and she said to him, and he didn't want to listen to her, and she says, excuse me, I'm the daughter of Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. You can't ignore me. So he did. So he said, if you realize that, you realize everything. The way to beat the Yetzirah is not to fight with the Yetzirah. The way to beat the Yetzirah is to say, Yetzirah, you are so low and I'm so high, we don't come together. Right? I don't even go to that neighborhood. I don't even go to those places. I don't want anything to do with you because I'm a chashuv person. And if a person has that sense of chashivas, he says, I might be an oila, I might be called upon to talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He sees himself in a totally different place. It's like, I know, it's very interesting. Sometimes we make a call for a speaker to speak somewhere, they go to a convention. And I can tell, I have to very closely match the chashivas of that speaker to the role they're going to be playing. Because if you call a speaker who's on a high madrega and you offer him a low role, you will hear silence on the other end of the phone because you've made a mistake. You've taken somebody who's very chashuv and you offer him something. And that's and there we're talking about both are Torah and both are beautiful. It's not even shy. He doesn't even see it. That's not who he is. He's not. He doesn't do that. In the same way, Lava, Yosef said to her, "This is not questionable. This is not actionable. There's nothing here. I'm a person of stature. I don't even think about this. I don't even need to struggle with it. I'm not going to lower myself even saying it's an avera because it doesn't even come into play." He says that's the way, really, if we want to take a look and we want to look at our avoda in the world, we want to look at who we are, we need to see ourselves as Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. That's what we call ourselves. And as long as we see ourselves as Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, people who can be the children of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, we have a chance to overcome all the nisyonos because we see ourselves in a good place. That's why you hear the shmuzim from the Rabbanim, from the Rebbetzin, so much about you have to be careful where you go and who you hang out with, who you deal with. All of this is very important because really it all starts from where you start. If you start at a high place, you'll be in a much better matzav. And that's how Yosef was able to overcome. So we see a little bit about Parshas Vayishlah, we see a little bit about Yaakov, we see a little bit about Yosef, and we understand what it means to be a gadol, what it means to be somebody who controls himself, somebody who's able to be on top of themselves, and what it means to have the Ribbono Shel'Olam together with us. Shall be zeichet to all of those good things. And Yetzer Hashem, next week we'll continue on. This week is Chanukah Yetzer Hashem. So we'll talk a little bit about, we'll go into Chanukah Yetzer Hashem and talk about all the wonderful Nisim as well as the Parsha, which ties in so much to Chanukah as well. Shkoyach.
Thank you all for coming.